You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
What's Candace's status for the World Championships?
I just heard it was a great operation, and she will probably be back sooner than later. And we're really not sure. It just depends on how quickly she progresses in her rehab. And we're hoping that there's a possibility, but this could be really short, but it also could be really long. It just depends on her body, how it responds to the surgery.
Talking about the Sparks for what's that? Obviously, this isn't the team that you signed on for. Without Candace, without Betty, it's got to be tough trying to decide exactly, do you play the youngsters, do you play the veterans, who the responsibility is to.
Yes, it is. It's a really tough decision, but I'm a winner, and I don't look at this season as a lost season. I still think I have some good players on this team that can take us to the playoff. And I'm going to continue to believe that. We're not giving up on our playoff dreams. And, I'm hoping our veteran can really step up, and even our young players can even step up and help us get there.
And, Coach, if I can ask, Delisha's caught a lot of flack this week from various places because of the incident with Lauren Jackson getting hurt, and now she's missing the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. What do you say about something like that? When that happens, and how do you handle the situation?
If this was something that Delisha had just started, then, I would have to say, probably reprimand her for it, but Delisha's been doing this for years. That's why her name is D-Nasty. I mean, she's just an aggressive player when she's on the court. She's the sweetest person off the court, and I love her, but it's just that, that's the way she plays. She's aggressive, and some people don't know how to handle that, but I can't change the way she plays. I don't want to take away her aggressiveness, but I don't think she does it intentionally like people think she does. She's just a hard worker, and she just plays physical.
It just seems to me that she's found a mental edge on Lauren, that she's gotten under Lauren's skin. So
I'm glad it works. I mean, we need for her to continue to get in other people's heads as well, because seems like we've been struggling with a lot of players this year that's coming in and having great games. So but I think definitely Lauren is one of her competitors that she really wants to stop. And like I said, I don't think it's something that she would want to hurt her, but it's just a matter of she wants to play well against her.
Thanks, Coach. Okay.
Hi, I am Cynthia Cooper, newly named to the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTRRadio.com.